Yes, you was when you were never Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? I request you greet of your brethren. Welcome them wherever they have passed. Ask them if they have been able to overcome schemes of Satan. For there have been many along their way. They tell you one scheme they have seen on the way. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 11, we are not like those who don't know schemes of Satan. Ask them whether past those schemes that which has overcome them, and they tell you of it. They ask you of wisdom, you correct them. How they overcome that scheme.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
So after you
have told them of it, let's remain moving on. Still with the word of God. Still move on with the call of God on the nation Uganda. On behalf of all nations.
We
still see the way this anointing of the double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
And
the seven spirits of God. How they flow. How they work as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so,
much. I tell you, we still move on.
With
the call of God on the nation Uganda, on behalf of all other nations. In this time, we still see the way they double anointing. The Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. How they flow. As the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. How they work as the word of God is. To say we take off the seven seals. From the seven spirits of God, from the word of God, because you be filled fullness of the Holy Spirit, and the seven spirits of God, and to reach into the double portion, and they are doubled.
The
light of knowledge of God is what? And to be filled with the knowledge of God. The full knowledge of God and his glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
have to see all the seven spirits of God. How they work in double portion. But we're still moving on to seeing how the spirit of the Lord works in the double portion. As the word of God is.
Try to see how he first
works in single portion. How the Spirit of God works in the single portion. As the word of God is.
We are
still winding up the fourth point. Then we move on to see the fifth point. And we see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the single portion. As the word of God is. In this fourth point we see how the Spirit of the Lord is God with the Spirit. And he began with God the Father and the God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. See how the Word began with the Father, manifestation and existence. And today we head on to seeing how the Holy Spirit manifested to come from the Father and from the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. We want to be seeing how God the Spirit, how the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, manifested from God the Father and God the Word. Praise Jesus much. Those we see the manda under the call.
atonde engeri ya okuitwa okuli kugwanga lya Uganda.
The call of God on the nation Uganda.
Yakubikuru okuita mu bunabbi bwafu mu biro binebya AD.
How he revealed it through prophecies released in AD.
Iranga tubijja mu kolisibwa okwava mu gwanga lya Australia.
Get them from the Asturian vision.
Ibatugamira ndo musajja inokulemera omulimu gwa Katonda.
Where they say man made to head God's final work on the planet Earth.
Inokubanga nabbi Elijah.
Has to be a prophet Elijah.
Ainokubanga nabbi Moses.
Has to be a prophet Moses.
Era alinokubanga kabaka
Daudi. Has to be a king David.
So luvanywa okulaba ensonga nyingi.
After seeing many reasons.
Lwaki ainokubanga nabbi
Elijah. Has to be a prophet Elijah.
Nabbi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
Twafuna okulaba ensonga yaffe yawamu.
We go to see the general reason.
Lwaki ainokubanga nabbi Musa.
Has to be a prophet Moses.
Eranga nabbi Elijah.
And the prophet Elijah.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tusingana mu ensonga musanvu namba.
In there we found seven reasons.
Wabula tukyali ku yomukaaga.
But we still on the sixth.
Etugamba.
We tell us.
Ya mafuta aga double portion.
The anointing of the double portion.
Agome mtu kumubojo.
Of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yine omusanvu jaka.
The seven spirits of God. And they are doubled.
Mukabonera akarampu stand.
The sign of the
lampstand.
In the sign of the two lampstands.
And
the two witnesses. The two
cherubims.
One worked in prophet Moses.
Another
in prophet Elijah. In God's final work on the planet Earth. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
So
we are moving on right now like that. And we see how this anointing of the double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God and they are doubled. How they work as the word of God is, and it's to say that we take off the seven seals of the seven spirits from the word of God,
and
you had to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God,
reaching
double portion with the doubles,
and
be filled light of the knowledge of God's word, and to be filled with knowledge of God and his glory. Praise Jesus much.
And
we have to see all the seven spirits, how they work in the double portion. But right now we still see the Spirit of the Lord, how he works in double portion as the word of God is.
We
started to begin to see the single portion,
for
how Spirit of God works in single portion. We have to see 5 points. We are still on the fourth point. Shall head see how he works in double portion. Praise Jesus much.
So
as we see Spirit of the Lord, he works in a single portion as the word of God is.
We'll
move on with the fourth point. How the Spirit of the Lord is God the Spirit.
And began with
God the Father. Then go to the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Seen much under this point, till we ended as we saw, the way God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, began with the Father, and the way he manifested to exist as God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
And today we say, we move on to seeing the way God the Spirit, God the Spirit of the Lord, manifested from God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Then
the altar of God of knowledge will lighten more. Take away the altar of the unknown God. Praise Jesus much. Now as we move on,
we
want to begin with right where we ended yesterday.
2
Corinthians chapter 3. We were told like this, that our Lord himself is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It showed us that God the Father and God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, them two appeared as spirits, but they have names which differentiate them. Now the Spirit of the Lord, God the Holy Spirit, moved on to be given their general name. Praise Jesus much.
2
Corinthians 3.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esula ya kusatu olunya olwe 17.
2 Corinthians 3 and the verse 17.
Naye ffe fenna bwe tumasa naye mukama waffe gwe mwoyo era wabo omwoyo gwa mukama waffe wewabe dembe
nti era mukama waffe gwo omwoyo
and the Lord is the spirit
era wabo omwoyo gwa mukama
waffe the spirit of the Lord is
wewabe dembe
there is liberty
batulaga bwebati
they show us this
katonda nga atandika nga katonda
when God began as God
ye yatandika nga mwoyo
he began and his spirit
wekugamba nti manyi
it said that it powers
amagezi ro kutegeera
wisdom and understanding
binje bimukoro kutwaliza
wa things make up all together
bituna batu tuselimu mu double portion
if we reach the double portion
yes you have
praise you. Jesus eh?
Yes you have
praise Jesus much
so mukama afwe gwe
moyo our Lord is the spirit
era wabo moyo gwa mukama afwe
and where the spirit of the Lord is there is liberty
etu ategede mukama afwe
but we understood our Lord
kama katonda chitafe
is God the father
ye mukama katonda chigambo
is God the word
mukama afwe yes
the Lord Jesus Christ
era wali ye wali
where he is
ukagirikali ntina ye moyo
ja the way it is spirit
no moyo gwe gubera
the way his spirit is there is liberty. No way you can differentiate them.
When you
understood what concerns their name, then their speech, even their works. But they are all in the same glory. When they tell you in the John 4, John 4, 24,
Yokana esula yakuna olunyolwa biri mwenya
John 4:24
Ku katonda gwe moyo naba bamusinza kibagwanira musinzanga moyo namazima
yes you was
with praise Jesus man
katonda kenyini chitafu
God himself the father
naye agambiwo kuba nti gwe
moyo is also spoken of being the spirit
era bamusinza
and those who worship him
kibagwanira okumusinza moyo ne mazima
but them worship in the spirit and truth
yes you was with
praise Jesus much
but tusomye mbakolise kyo kubire suri yo kusatu
second Corinthians 3
in the
verse 17
batugaye mukama afi yesu gwe moyo
said our Lord Jesus is the spirit
era wali omoyo gwa mukama afi
where the spirit of the Lord is
where
there is liberty
wabula bwetuze ate mu Yokane suri ne yokuna
move to the John 4 24
batugaye katonda gwe moyo
go to his spirit
aba musinza kibagwanira musinza moyo ne mazima
worship or to worship in spirit and truth
itwe singana ngane chitafike nyine
before even the father himself he is the spirit
era na wali omoyo gwe
where his spirit is there is liberty
yes ye bazibwe
praise Jesus man
so muchigambo chino tutunulide
chi in this word we look to what
tutunulide
we look to
nti katonda chitafe
that God the father
okubirawo kwaitibwa omoyo
existence is called the spirit
era tujja kula bacheche kola omoyo
we shall see what makes up the spirit
aitibwa katonda omoyo
who is called God the spirit
nacho chigazi muchiri mu double portion
is brought in a double portion
era wetudda ku katonda chigambo
when we go to God the word
era omwana
and the son
ngaitibwa omoyo
is called the spirit
ngabwe tulide mbakolisho
as he had in the Corinthians
ari twishingana ngano omoyo mutukuba aitwa omoyo
the Holy Spirit is called the spirit
atogenda kubango baula
oti how you to differentiate them
chigena kutwalira okubamanya
to take you to know them
umutegere ntoliye chitafu
understand the other's father
ni chigambo mwana
the word the son
kama afi yesu
the Lord Jesus
ono ye moyo mutukufu
the Holy Spirit
oba omoyo wa mukama
the spirit of the Lord
utegere milimo jabu
understand their works
utegere damanya gabu
understand the name
utegere ne milimo jabu
understand their works
nenjogera yawe
even their speech
njogera abwe tusinganyo jukwatako moyo wa magezi
the spirit of wisdom in it
omanyibo oba ogenze kunkora kungeriyo katondo ono
omoyo you know if you've gone in the way of God with the spirit
oja musingana ngakolebwa amainja go muenda amanyi
find him being made of different precious stones
echo nayo tuli bachitunulako
that too we are to look at
ekimufuru kubandika katonda gwe moyo
makes God be the spirit
omoyo ke kiki
what is the spirit
muka kichi
is it breath or what
ejo nacho tuli bachitegera
that too we are to understand it
wanga nayo wadde tuchogera eminembe jibadde wansi
wenjo generations which happened under the sun
ede chinyonyo kwanga lwachi bagamandi katonda gwe moyo
not to explain why they say God is spirit
lwachi bamuyito moyo kukolebwa gutya
called the spirit how is the spirit made
kukolebwa mainja gachashinjo kubagwa muendo omuntu
the most precious stones
gagajuddo bulamu
in the field of life
gagajuddo bulamu
in the field of
kutegera okutesa
understanding
amani
the cast of power and knowledge
entisa
and all and
no one nyini
in ownership
yituita lord
what we call the lord
That
we shall understand it ahead. But we wanted to show you first. Even God the Father is called the Spirit. Even God the Word is Spirit. Even God the Spirit. God the one we call the Spirit of the Lord.
How we
appreciate their glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Some of you
now in all, God is good to us.
At
least now he teaches us to profit. Can go profit all nations. Final work on the planet Earth. Basing in Uganda, part of Africa. Must explain what concerns him. And as we see the Spirit of the Lord, how he works in single portion, as the Word of God is.
And
then after we shall see him. How it works in double portion as the Word of God is. Now in this single portion, in the fourth point, right now we are seeing how the Spirit of the Lord, God the Spirit, how he began, came from God the Father and God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. Now as we move on, we first understood it. All of them can be the Spirit.
Yeah.
No way you will despise one. But in all,
1
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 11, still the Spirit of the Lord, or God the Spirit, they want to explain himself how he began with God the Father and the God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Read
we hear in the 1 Corinthians, the chapter 2, from verse 10,
okay.
Come from 9
unto 11. 1
Corinthians 2, from verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti, eriiso bwe litalabangako, n'okutu bwe kutawuliranga, n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu, byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Some of what we hear of now, and your eye has never seen them.
Now
we are going to make a video for you.
God
Father begins with the Word and the Holy Spirit. And you see how one comes from the other.
Then
the way this one comes out of them.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus Christ.
I've never
seen them how they happen.
And
they are of above the heavens.
Never thought
in human hearts. In the human heart.
Never that
God happened like this and that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even you're here, never heard of as it hears today. God prepared them for us to love him, who love him.
It's time
proving we love him. Proverbs 8:17
say,
I love those who love me,
and
those who diligently seek me, they will see me.
That
he prepared for those who love him, he to love those who love him.
Have
a sign that diligently seek him.
And you
see him as we see him today.
Now,
see him as God the Father.
Begun
with God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus. Out of them came God the Spirit,
whom
we know as the Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much.
He
spoke another word in Jeremiah 29. Verse 10 to 12. People diligently seek him with all our hearts, all our minds, all our lives. We shall see him. We shall analyze him.
It's time
to analyze him right now. Jeremiah 29, 10 to 12.
If
you analyze
and you not
analyze God,
how he
began with his word in him,
no more we muye,
his spirit in him,
and
after he got out his word, the Lord Jesus Christ, out of them they got out
to
analyze God. The one help us know this is the Spirit of the Lord. First Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 9
into
10 to 11. Let us hear.
Jeremiah 29
in the verse 10. First Corinthians chapter
2
and the verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bwe litalabangako n'okutubye kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gw'omuntu byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala. Olunyolw'ekkumi. Naye ffe Katonda ebitubikulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda ebintu bye abitubikulira ku bw'omwoyo we.
God reveals these things to us by his spirit.
Kubanga yanoonyereza ne byonna ebitategeerekeka
bya Katonda. Such is the unknown things of God.
Ebyogerwako nti
those spoken that they are of the unknown God. Things of God are unknown. How it began.
Then
they three agree in one.
Then
they were in one. Then
it began.
God manifested it immediately.
Where
it began.
It's
the end. And immediately they manifested the Holy Spirit. A portion comes from the Father and another comes from the Word and the Son, the Lord Jesus.
And
some they are unknown unto people.
See,
as the unknowns. In the verse 11 it says,
First Corinthians 2:11. Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Who
understand the human affairs,
except
the spirit of man in him.
If
things of God, no one would have understood them, except the spirit of God which was in him.
Come
from him, now tell us everything concerning him.
He says
all the other things about God.
It
lends them to us as the Holy Spirit. Now in all brethren, when we heard that the word, the Lord Jesus Christ began with God, that was there in the beginning,
and
the Holy Spirit spoke to be there in the beginning. According to John 1 and the verse 1, Bible explains saying this.
John chapter 1 and verse
1.
Kulubelebele waliwo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali Katonda. Chigambo naba Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. In
the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
here the Word was there. And where God was. And he too is God. The Word is our Lord Jesus Christ. According to John 1:14. Word came on the world clothed flesh. And appeared to us. In the glory, the one begotten of the Father, filled of truth and the grace. Praise Jesus much. Proverbs 8:22. The
Word
says he was there in the beginning.
In
the Spirit, we are to see him, he was also there.
A good
explanation explains. Let's get to Proverbs we hear. Proverbs
8:22.
Proverbs 8:22.
Mukama yali nange kubo lye we lyasokera. Okusooka emirimu gye egyedda. Olwabirimu esatu. Nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe. Okuva ku lubereberye. Ensinga tennabaawo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bwetwakwasaganyiza Yokana emu emu.
Connected yesterday with John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word is God himself. So how he existed. John 1:14 closed flesh appeared to us. Whom we call the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ.
That's
in the Proverbs 22, he shows us
he
was put there from the eternity, right from ages old, right from the beginning, before the world was. Get explained of the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, he was there. Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2.
They
are right at the beginning. As they created the heavens and earth,
he's
right there. Let's read with you. Came from a hoover on the depth of the waters.
Same
creation of heaven and earth.
Genesis 1
from verse
1. Ensi yali njereere nga yetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omoyo gwa Katonda negumamira kungulu ku mazzi.
Have you
heard what happened?
Urubereye Katonda nga atonda amaguru.
God created the heavens.
Heaven mu Luganda chikarubamu.
No Luganda, if it hardens that word.
Wasalaho tu Kiganda
wazenze.
Heavens
into heavens.
Nga atonda zi heavens.
He creates the heavens.
The
earth was empty and mixed up.
Was
darkness on the deep.
And the Spirit
God hovered on the depth of the water. In the beginning,
before
heavens and the earth happened to be there, this one too was there. The Spirit of God. God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
How
many times
people say
Spirit of the Lord may seem to be breath, the breath of God, but it's not like that.
For
breath does not speak, yet the Spirit speaks. Is it not that when we told that we with an ear let him hear what the Spirit tells the church. Now the question is this, according to Revelation 2:7,
it's
first read there, we hear Revelation 2:7.
Alino kutu awulire moyo kyagambe kanisa awangula ndi mu okulya ku muti ogw'obulamu oguli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Alina okutu.
He with an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit tells the church. Can a human breathe speak? This Spirit independently and speaks.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Some you not
all what I want to show you. Genesis 1, verse
1
to 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
He showed
the earth was empty and null. On the depth of the waters. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. God the Spirit.
And
moved on the depth of the water. And
others
said, breath God had breathed overling on depths of water. But to break away that, Revelation 2:7 says, let them hear what the Spirit tells the church, that this Spirit, he can speak as himself.
The
Father is there, he speaks. Is there as we saw. Even this Holy Spirit,
he manifested
and is independent, he speaks by himself. If you want to move on, prove.
It's written
in the Genesis 1:1-2. That he walked on the depth of the waters.
Bible,
the Bible shows us.
He
was sent, they were created. How and who can you call him? For,
mumazima,
in truth, God who did not create heaven and earth, they are not God. Among those who created, is he not God? Look to this. Take you Psalms 104:30. First, get to Jeremiah 10 and the verse 11.
See,
God could not create heaven. They are not gods.
But
he, the Holy Spirit, he was sent, they were created.
And
he is God. Jeremiah 10.
Yeremia esula ya 10 onyole 11.
Jeremiah 10:11.
Bwe mutibwe mbamu bagamba nti bakatonda batakola gulu nansi abo bali bulamu nsi nokuva wansi we gulu.
Bakatonda batakola gulu
nansi. God did not create heavens and the earth.
Bali bulani baba o
vanish and pass away.
Kakati ye mwe mtu kuvona mutwara.
Holy Spirit, how will you take him to be?
Ubanga ye katonda.
For he is God.
Era yatonde gulu
nansi. He created heavens and the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Christ.
Away, you disqualify him to being God. For he himself, he was sent, they were created.
So, in Psalms 104:30.
Zaburi esura ya 10 munya
olunyo lwa 3.
Psalms 104:30.
Otuma omoyo ogo nebitondebwa. Erofula bujja masogetaka.
Zaburi 13 wagambye.
Psalms 104:30
ya
say.
Otuma omoyo ogo nebitondebwa.
He sent your spirit and they are created.
Eruza bujja masogetaka.
And you ruin the face of the earth.
Omoyo omuntu kuvu creator.
The Holy Spirit is a creator.
Wow. Katonda kitegeeza
ki? God means what?
Abangi, katonda kitegeeza.
What does God mean?
Omuchi?
The creator.
Kakati mzaburi 10
nyasa. In the Psalms 104:30, he sent his spirit, they are created. The spirit has created.
Ye katondo bane.
Is he God or not?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus, man. See how the things are.
According to
Psalms 104:30,
they have
sent him, he has created. And he is the one
who
is meant to remain as God. Those who did not create heavens and earth, they will pass away from the heavens and earth. He will remain as God. Get back to Jeremiah. Let's go back to Jeremiah 10. 11 and we hear.
Yeremia esula ya 10 olunyolyo 11.
Jeremiah 10 verse 11.
Bwe muti bwe mubamu bagamba nti bakatonda batakola gulu nansi abo bali bulamu nsi nokuva wansi we gulu.
Have you heard of
bakatonda?
The gods.
Abaitwa bakatonda.
Who are called the gods, the small gods. Who did not create heavens and the earth. They will perish from the earth, even in the heavens. They will not be there.
But we've
heard in the Psalms 104:30, he was sent and they were created.
From
the beginning of the depth of the water,
he was
sent to be light and he created it there.
He
separated the waters. The one who sent him was the Word.
We
call God the Word. The one who brought plan of creation of heaven and earth is the Father, as we shall see them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
first get information proving that God the Spirit, God the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, was there at the beginning. Taken to be God himself. Out of came God the Father and God the Word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much. Now, in all brethren, even when you
are
to enter the family of God,
then
you pass within the Holy Spirit. If you don't pass in Him, no pass in Jesus, you don't reach to the Father.
If family
of God that is begun, the Father, the
Word
known as the Son,
and
Holy Spirit, they have to be there.
If
they are not there, there is no family of God. All creations cannot even be there.
Yes, you
praise
been.
Jesus
so
much.
Tells us in Ephesians 2,
verses 18 and 19. And he says this. Ephesians 2 from 18.
Kubanga kuboyo fefe mbi, tulino kusembera kwa fe edichitafe, mumoyo mu. Kumina muenda, kale bwe mutyo, temuchi aliba na guanga na baise, na ye muliba chikachimu na abatukuvu, eraba mnyumba ya Katonda.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kubwa Kristo Yesu.
By the Christ Jesus,
tulina access, kuita moyo mutukuvu,
access through the Holy Spirit,
okutuka edichitafe,
reaching the Father.
I don't
know if you've seen someone think.
Kuwa Christo,
by Christ,
tulina access,
we have
moyo,
access through the Spirit
to
reaching
Father.
This one is in the middle of them. Not gotten from verses upwards.
Kuwa Christo,
by Christ,
Jesus,
get access through the Spirit of God to reaching the Father.
Oh no, yomo ya bali wakati.
Spirit is in the middle of them.
Kaba tudiyo kenyiri ntono nyo wa guru mbefeso bili.
Abefeso esule yokubiri olunyiri yole kumineta.
Ephesians 2 from verse 15.
Boyamalo kujao mbili gwe obulabe. Taulete yevi agiro evili mateka. Aliokato onde muyeye nyini abobo mbi. Okubere omu ntomu omuja. Okulete mirembe. Kumina mukaga. Elali okata baganye bombi eri Katonda. Mumubiri gumu olomu salaba. Boyati lomulabe kugwo. Kumina musanvu. Najja nababulire njire ye mirembe. Mwe abali ewala ne mirembe. Ne mirembe abali okumpi. Kumina munana. Kubanga kubwoyo fefe mbi. Tulino kusembera kwa felichitafe mumoyo omu.
Have you heard what happens?
Kubwa Katonda chigambo.
By God the word. And whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus. We pass through the Spirit in the middle here to reach and access the Father.
Now,
don't know where the Holy Spirit is seated. He's in the middle like here. The word,
when
the portion of the Spirit in him, then the Father got out.
They
manifested him in their midst.
So
to enter to reach the Father, not is except to pass through the Spirit, but by Christ. And they tell us,
we're
no more strangers and sojourners. We are of the household of God.
Family,
we are of the family of God in the, of household.
Cannot
enter the household of God.
Not
enter the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's how began the family of God.
Let's
read in the Matthew 28:19. Many people refuse to be baptized in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They say baptized in the name of Jesus. And they end there. Now you fail to enter in the family of God. Let's read in the Matthew we see. Matthew 28:19.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The name of Jesus. It's used by the Father. It's used by the word of the Son. It is used by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Enter family of God, they tell you. Enter name of Father, name of the Son,
whom
we know as the Word, and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Not
enter through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you can reach the Father. Who will lead you to there? Those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God.
If you
read well Romans 8, 14. Those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. He reaches us to Jesus, gives them right, become children. According to John 1:12, all who believe the name of Jesus, he gave them right to become children of God. He told them in John 10,
if you reject
me, I will not introduce you to the Father. Leads us to Jesus. Then Jesus reaches us to the Father. Now you enter the perfect family of God.
So
now many times
understand
how family of God began.
Enter
the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Others
take this Holy Spirit
to
be the breath of God.
They
don't count him as God. Example like those of the Jehovah's. Those of the Jehovah, they say, the Son is there, but the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
No. Even the Muslims, even some born again. I heard that the Presbyterians and the others there, they are even the Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, and they are we. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are there, and they are worshipped, yet we don't know them. And they are our colleagues, like the Catholics, even the Protestants. Son, and the Holy Spirit, but is one person with three heads. They are wrong in their way.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
much. We want to bring light of new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And we fulfill the call of God, which is on the nation Uganda, that has been promised in all the nations. God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth, that's been promising all other nations.
Revival,
we have revived things which are errant and those which had been spoiled and corrupted, those turned upside down.
Turn
the last and the
first
involves to explain how God began.
It's
beginning and the end. How did he put and bless his word? And the word too is God.
In
this Holy Spirit, and he too is God.
How
come about? How did it happen? People have different mindsets. But what does the word of God say? It alone gives us the one mind.
And
we speak in the one mind. For God too,
where
we have the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they agree in one. There is no contentions among them. We too come to him.
We're
meant to be one person, understanding the same. It's in the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
In all after we've understood,
very
hard to say you are in the family of God.
In
that name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we've understood that these are equal in the honor and glory. When we reach see their general likeness,
in
where the God named the Father,
mwana,
the Word the Son,
no
and Holy Spirit of the Spirit of the Lord,
no
given their responsibility,
the
greatest in the next point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we shall understand that, why this humble to become the Son? Why this take off the honors, so that to be in the people? That's where we shall understand that.
We
see from the beginning they were the same, giving themselves names they gave each other responsibility.
As
Father is in the home as the head,
taking the
head over others, but not to say they are not equal. He wanted to show how the family, which has its head, and is the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
that when we hear our Father, he's greater than others. The name they gave his responsibility, it's the headship of each one in their children, in all creations in heaven and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, move on
now. Now in all,
the
Bible ends up saying, in the 1 John 5:7, that we've read much, that there are three witnesses we have. They were there from the beginning.
Can
witness how things were like. How they begin what was following.
It is said
in the entire heavens and earth. We have three witnesses. I know what they are to witness. How they began. How was creation? How did you exist, the children? They are the witnesses who know of that.
First John 5:7. Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu mu ggulu. Kitaffe, Kigambo, n'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
Praise Jesus much. When they say there are three witnesses in heaven, those who were there from the beginning. Praise Jesus much. What can tell us each how it happened? And you say you have only God the Father. You have no witness of that. Even that your God is not perfected.
But
rightful Father is not there alone. He says, he's there with his word. They began together, even the Spirit.
And
all agreed and they are in one. And they decided to be manifest.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Moved on to understand the scripture.
Then
they said three witnesses in heaven.
And
find you on earth, you have one.
And
you hold on only the Father. Your witness is not complete.
You have
reasonable speak in the beginning of heavens and earth and above the heavens before earth and heavens existed.
At
least you must have the Father and the Word.
At
least the Holy Spirit understand him later.
It's hard
to have only those ones. Where should we put the third witness?
He
feels want to speak of his existence. The most is the one we don't want to meet. Explains the unknown things of God. The Holy Spirit himself. If you want witnesses, he must be the first.
Amen.
From the three witnesses is the first. After you leave the Father, even the word you will leave him out.
There's
nothing you speak next on God in the heavens and the earth, even above the heavens. Have not the witness of the three. All this written in Deuteronomy, and we are told
it must
be established of witness of two or three.
It was
established when the two manifested.
One
word has come to manifest. Even the third manifested. Things are like that.
You
don't just read them like that. Read in Deuteronomy
19,
starting from verse 14, unto 16.
Ekyamateeka esula ya 19 okuva ku nnyo lwe 14.
Deuteronomy 19 from verse 14.
Tojululanga nsalo ya muliranwa wo.
Kakati ye Katonda jule ensalo ya muliranwa
wo. Go to turn to go against the landmark of the neighbor.
In the beginning
it was there,
with
what he do there, and he manifested. Even the Holy Spirit manifested. Now where we get away there are landmarks and borders.
The
existence, will he reject it?
Deuteronomy 19, the verse 14. Mubusikabo boli sika munsi mukama katonda wo jakuwo kujiria. 15. Omujulirwa omu tagolokokeranga ku muntu olw'obutali butuukirivu bwonna oba olw'ekibi kyonna. Mu kibi kyonna kyanayonoona olwakamwa n'abajulira babiri oba olwakamwa k'abajulirwa abasatu ekigambo kinanywezebwanga.
Owulidde?
Have you heard? When witnesses had to arise, God the Father indeed is wise.
See,
it began in him, there is another witness. The word of him. came to be also the Holy Spirit.
We
would have struggled to explain us that is God and is one. But as we are there,
and
the second comes from him, he too is called God. The word. Say, this one is God. Two, I'm God. What do you argue about? The third one out of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Three witnesses, will you escape them from heaven? God, they will perish from heavens and earth. Three witnesses, when they bring their issues,
they
are beginning how it was. As we hear now, that's how and where did they begin from? You out who
call,
when did you begin?
Yesterday,
when you desired the throne of the living God,
you know,
they first desired the throne of God, and they passed in Lucifer, Satan. He was the cherubim. He desired the throne of God. I need to be God.
And
that's where you began. But above the heavens, you were not there. You were mere creations, and you claim to be God.
Don't
explain us how you began. I want out one spirit which claims to be God to come here and we question some questions on it.
And we
begin from Satan himself. Demons, the fallen angels. We ask them. Questions in the double portion. We ask where and when did you begin? All you calling yourselves gods. All began on one day. Began at these ones to get explained of now. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. I see a hand raised. You help ask questions in line with what we study. Some of you ask us in other topics. Speak loud. I want enlightenment on the 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. More enlightenment. Me, I hear the three agree in one. They agree in one or they agree in the same thing. In one.
That's
God who began. In him is the Word and the Holy Spirit in him. After they have to agree in the same.
But
you cannot be. You began within one. Your manifestation. And you contend with the one you began with. you are like him. You have no thoughts differing from his.
So after
they were in one, they manifested, they remain agreeing in one.
Amen.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
So
now we want to move on. But the beginning of God is above the heavens which are
written.
Then we see how we began and how the word came from him and the Holy Spirit. It's what we still look to.
Many
creation speak preaching a gospel to us like that.
And
you plant one, another comes from that one. They appear the likeness the same. They are like the beans.
No, but don't know about it. They
work in the same system.
We do
nothing under the sun in heaven. We didn't grow in that system. Maybe that which separated itself. Satan and his fallen angels.
But
though you will plant a banana plant, what grows out, new ones come from that one we planted. But did you plant them and they were in that one you planted?
If you could see
gospel of creation
spoken
that it reached everywhere and it explains God.
You
plant a banana plant in there, out of comes many colleagues of it.
It's
in the same way which happened in the beginning.
Different
creation, look at them.
So, Aburuganda.
Now, brethren,
he,
God the Father, in explaining in the Genesis
3,
the verse
22,
is the word he uses. Man has become like one of us. How many are they, those who are the same?
Explanation
showed they are three.
He's
become like one of us. Like, not become like us, but become like. Let's read there, we hear.
Genesis 3
and verse
22. Omuntu afuse ngo mukufe. Okumanya ngo bulungi no bubi. Kakana alime okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulyo kuwangala emirembe n'emirembe.
Nti omuntu afuse ngo mukufe.
That man has become like one of us.
Tubategedde bajulu abasatu
kugulu. Understood the three witness in heaven.
Teri ayina kubanga abenka n'omulala.
No one else should be equal to them.
The
examples you've given us, like a banana, how comes doesn't end on three?
Out
of it comes many other little banana plantains.
Come
out many colleagues, but those three, no one comes like them. But they say it. Man has become like one of us. It's a language in Genesis. In the beginning,
we
follow it from the beginning.
And we
ask God, you have your colleagues you're equal to?
And
don't want another be equal to you? Yes. Yes. We are three. But we came from one.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
the language beginning in the beginning. Remember Satan
did
not reveal of this. In explaining, he said Satan was sent in the garden.
He
began to desire to be God.
God
to think that he can become like all the three. He thought perhaps is one only there. For in telling us, he told us, God knows you will be like him.
Explaining,
God says like us.
Then
one, he thought there is one God. Let's go to Genesis 3, we see. From verse 1. Genesis 3 verse 1.
No musota gwali mukalaba kalaba okusinga nsolo
zonezo.
Oluberebere sula yokusatu onyolo okuna.
Genesis 3 verse 4.
No musota negugamba omukazi nti okufa temulifa. Olwokutaano kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe amaaso gammwe legalizibuka. Namwe muri banga Katonda okumanya ngo bulungi n'obubi.
Owulidde ekyaliwo.
Have you heard what happened?
Gwagamba nti kubanga Katonda amanyi.
Say for God knows.
Emukuliyako mugenda kubanga
Katonda. If it will be like God.
Omanya bulungi n'obubi.
No good.
Wabula teye Katonda mukunyura yagamba.
God explained and said.
Ati omuntu afuse ngo.
Man has become like one of us.
Kati Satan yaita manyi nti.
Satan did not know.
Ona ina bani.
This one has his colleagues.
At
in verse 5 he said, Satan explained man
that
not die, God lies to you.
You
will eat the tree and die.
But
what is this? When you will eat, you will be like him. Knowing good from evil. God
explained,
explaining, he said,
these,
not becoming like he one, but like them.
Genesis 3:22. Okulia okuwangala emirembe n'emirembe.
Ndi afushenga omukufi.
Come like one of us.
Yes, then yabaga amuge nafuka ngakatona.
Told him to God to be like God.
Ngamanyo bali yo.
He thought perhaps is one.
Kakati yakadura mukunyunyura
agendo. God explain reveals it.
Muruberebere ni sulu satwa
biri. Genesis 3:22.
Omuntu afushenga omukufi.
Become like one of us.
Yakabana.
And he said,
"Yishishino,
what is this?"
Satan
two thought of you be one. God is wise.
But
if you become like the Holy Spirit, now when will you fight be like the Word?
After
fight to be like the Father. Because they did not understand them.
A
language used from old in the Bible. Daniel 4:8-9. And they say, Daniel in him he held the spirit of the gods, not the small gods. Others you have small gods. But we don't speak of the small gods. Speak of God the Father.
The word,
and their spirit is the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Name and voice, Pastor Muchivi.
There
is a word I'm requesting to be enlightened, which concerns where we have read in the Genesis
3.
Satan deceiving man.
The
question coming in my mind. This Lucifer, are there some things he didn't know of?
Ezekiel 28.
He showed no secret was hidden from him. How come the things are twisted within him? Season and which time?
Oh,
given him a double portion, and had no double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Nothing was hidden from him. Hidden from him. Means those who told him were the ones who had what is beyond that.
naye tebaamukwekanga kwekyo kyebagenda okukola.
They didn't hide him on whatever they were to do. What is spoken that God will do nothing
except
reveal it to his servants, his prophets.
Did
hide on him what they were to do.
Yet,
not all they contained in themselves.
Nothing
he never knew that he doesn't know.
It means they
gave him a portion of what they were to do only.
Amos.
Do nothing except reveal through his servant the prophets. Not that he knew all things. But they didn't hide him what they were to do.
Yes, you was winning. So, educatuchitekao. Neetu badetu chaulirizo ulimioro.
But we are hiring another language.
Natutegede konti. Yes, Satan.
He didn't first know initially.
Gagambo omuntu mulubebele satu.
Told man in Genesis 3. And the 4 and 5.
Unalia kumutimugena kubanga
katona. Eat of the tree will be like God.
Yamanya anti waliyo chitafu
nomwa. You know there is the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit.
Eracho vola ye chitafu mukomaru okujjo okunyonyola.
Father in coming to explain.
Mulubebele sulene yokusa.
Genesis 3. 22.
Yagamba ndo omuntu afuse ngo
omukufu. Satan man has become like one of us.
Afuse fe.
He's not become us. Not said a man. Right now he's like us.
But
he's become like.
He's
seeming to be like. In the way of knowing good from evil. That alone. What they help but it involved scorning us.
When
he speaks in Romans 3 he says. None of them understands. He just mocked us there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
much. Now we'd gone to Daniel.
Daniel 4:8-9.
And they tell us, Prophet Daniel, in him he held the spirit of the gods. God, which and which.
Daniel sura ya kuna onyolo unana.
Daniel 4 from verse 8.
Na yoru vanyuma, Daniel inaingira jendi. Erinyali Belutesaza. Ngeri nyali ya katonda wangeweriri. Era omuli omoyo gwaba katonda abatukuvu.
Iya gama ndi Daniel yonu.
They say only Daniel.
Yalimu omoyo gwaba katonda abatukuvu.
Hail the spirit of the holy gods.
Bevani manu.
Who are these ones? This was their spirit in Daniel.
Who
we call God the Spirit. Or the Spirit of the Lord. Or the Spirit of the Lord. Let's finish verse
9.
Daniel 4 verse
9. Kubanga manyingo omoyo gwaba katonda abatukuvu guli kugwe. Songa tewali kyama ekikwera likiriza. Mbulira bye bye nayolesebwa mu kirooto kyange kyendabye n'amakulu gaakyo.
He told him now, sir,
nze nkimanyi olimu omwoyo gw'aba katonda abatukuvu.
You hold the spirit of the holy gods.
Si bano bano banaba bulijjo.
Not these usual gods.
Naye bwe twadde tusoma mu Bebulaniya esula esokonyola omunaana.
Hebrews 1 verse 8.
Ku mulundi guli lunaku lwajjo.
Yesterday.
Twawulidde nti
we had your throne of God. That God said, your throne, O God, as he spoke to the Son.
So,
now there's the rightful.
Bible
where you have to write gods.
Yet
we use the big G. There too, we had luck to spot there. Let's read in the Hebrews 1.
In
the verse 8.
Bebulaniya esule soka onyolo
munana. Hebrews 1:8.
Naye ku mwana ayogera nti, entebe yo ayi Katonda yaluberera emirembe n'emirembe. N'omugogo gw'obulokofu gwe mugo gw'obwa kabaka bwo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus, man.
Katonda kitaffe.
God the Father.
Yagamba
He told of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who began with him as the Word, told him, your throne, O God, is for everlasting. Have first God the Father. We have God the Word, and is the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, the one speaking in Daniel 4, verse 8 and 9, Daniel held the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. He was right. The Spirit of God the Father, and the Spirit of God the Son. Romans told us how.
Barumi ya tugambi yeti ya Barumi munana. Munana muenda.
Barumi esule yo munana ulunyiri yolo muenda.
Romans 8:9.
Barumi esule yo munana ulunyiri yolo muenda.
Romans 8:9.
Na ye mwe temuli mmobili. Wavula mmoyo. Obango mmoyo kwa katonda atula mmwe. Na ye mwe temuli mmobili, wabula mmoyo. Obango mmoyo kwa katonda, atula mmwe. Na ye mtu wataba na mmoyo kwa Kristo, oyo si uwe.
Have you heard well?
Na ye mwe temuli mmobili.
You are not in the flesh. To follow the flesh.
Na ye obango mmoyo kwa katonda, atula mmwe.
But the Spirit of the Lord sits in you.
Mmoyo kwa katonda chita.
Spirit of God the Father. The one without the Spirit of Christ is not his. It's the Spirit of Christ at the same time.
Daniel said
the Spirit of God is on Daniel.
Spoke
of Spirit of God the Father, Spirit of God the Word. To say, the Spirit came from them.